And as we think about the 21st century workplace, what are employers looking for? They're looking for communication, collaboration, and critical thinking. And so the Self-Development Lab plays a critical part in helping to foster that kind of capacity.
Welcome to Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. Your host is Accepted's founder and world-renowned admissions guru, Linda Abraham. At Accepted, our mission is to get you to that unforgettable moment when you read your acceptance email and shout, "Yes, I'm in!" Confident you'll be attending the perfect program to help you launch the career of your dreams.
Welcome to the 581st episode of Admission Straight Talk. Thanks for joining me. You're invited to take the free 6-question quiz, map your MBA application at accepted.com/mapmba and see how prepared you actually are to apply. You'll also gain access to relevant other resources, both free and paid, that can help you develop your application strategy for acceptance. Just go to accepted.com/mapmba to take your free quiz, access the framework and those other resources I just mentioned. It gives me great pleasure to have for the first time on Admission Straight Talk, Mohammed Salhiya, Managing Director Recruitment, Admissions and Business Development at the Rotman School of Management at the University of Toronto. Mohammed earned his bachelor's at the University of Toronto and his master's in adult education from the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education at, again, the University of Toronto, and is working on his PhD at the same institution. While he seems to live and breathe University of Toronto, he also has extensive experience working in healthcare administration and at the University of Toronto's Rotman School, which he joined in 2022. Mohammed, welcome to Admission Straight Talk.
Hi, thank you for having me, Linda.
Delighted to have you. All right, let's start with my usual question, which is, can you give us an overview of the Rotman MBA program, focusing on its more distinctive features?
Sure. So I'll start by saying that there's an ecosystem of MBA programs here at the Rotman School. So we've got a total of 9 graduate programs, 8 of which are master's degrees, 5 of which are iterations of the MBA program. So we've got our full-time MBA program, our morning evening MBA program, both of which are actually the same program, but the latter is extended over a longer period. And then our suite of executive MBA programs, and one of which is more of a local program here in Toronto, and then 2 global executive MBAs, one of which is focused on the healthcare and life sciences. So there's a lot of program options here at the Rotman School. The full-time MBA program, which we're talking about today, is a 20-month program and is broken up into sort of 2 components. There's the 16 months of academic study focusing on your usual MBA core. So looking at teams, diversity, people, decision-making, leading people, financial accounting. So a lot of those like MBA foundations that are happening in the first year. And then we sort of have a suite of over 100 elective courses that students can choose from and really start to diversify and to customize and focus on areas that are most prudent to them or in which they have a lot of interest in from a career perspective. And then a suite of emphases that help to focus that learning. So in things like marketing strategy, accounting, finance, innovation, entrepreneurship, and business design. So there's a lot of really exciting program options in the full-time MBA at Rotman. And then that then is also part and parcel of a 4-month internship that happens. And that's really where students get to apply the skills that they've learned through their coursework in industry, working in real jobs and applying all that great learning in real time and then learning on the job as well. And integrating not just sort of the great theory that they've learned and the things about business practice that they've learned, but also thinking about their own professional presence and their leadership and how their self-development impacts that leadership. And really, it's that opportunity to bring all of those different moving parts together. So the full-time MBA is, I would say, probably among the most comprehensive MBA programs around, certainly in the Canadian ecosystem, and fitting that it's at the University of Toronto, which of course is the country's leading research university. In terms of some of the additional features of the program, I talked about leadership development, I talked about self-development. We have our self-development lab, which is unique here at the Rotman School, and that really focuses on nurturing communication skills, collaboration skills, interpersonal skills through a series of different workshops, and really sort of geared at helping people understand their own motivations and also the motivations of people around them. So it's really, you know, I like to kind of talk about it as building almost that sixth sense. And as we think about the 21st century workplace, what are employers looking for? They're looking for communication, collaboration, and critical thinking. And so the Self-Development Lab plays a critical part in helping to foster that kind of capacity. And then the Leadership Development Lab is another special feature here at the Rotman School, and that's curricular in nature and part of the actual curricular program in the full-time MBA, as well as the morning evening MBA, and really helps people to take that deep dive into self and again, understand their own leadership, how they show up and what that means for their work and the people around them. So we have a curriculum that's jam-packed with sort of the latest and greatest in terms of what's happening in business and management education. We have a world-leading research faculty made up of researchers, practitioners, incredible instructors that bring that knowledge to the classroom and then help students transform that knowledge from the classroom to an understanding of their own selves and then to an understanding of how that impacts the way they engage in career and with the people around them that they'll be coming into contact with throughout their career. And so the value add of our MBA really hits at multiple points. It's multiple layers of capacity and understanding about yourself, about a body of knowledge, and about industry or sector that I think really help our students and our graduates stand out differently from perhaps what other schools are graduating.
Interesting that the self lab, when you were describing it, to me, it's interesting that it's the self in relationship to people around and leadership, the leadership lab also to a certain extent, though that's broader. But what you described was entirely how the individual relates to those people around them, communications, presence, collaboration. It's not just you yourself, it's you in relationship to others.
Yes, exactly. And we have wonderful faculty here at the Rotman School that get at exactly that point. You know, one that springs to mind immediately is Maya Deep Chick. She just launched a really fabulous book that's right behind me, The Possible Self. And so that's the other really exciting thing that comes out of the Rotman School is it's not just the learning that happens in the classroom, and it's not research that's just contained within our four walls. It's research that's making impact on society. It is practice and best practice that has an impact on the way businesses run, the way people run their businesses, manage people around them, innovate, create. And so we've got a lot of that thought leadership coming out of the school that again sort of creates learning within our graduate program ecosystem, but also just for the business community at large. And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves here in at the Rotman School is creating value for business and for society in doing that work.
Great. Now you've touched on a lot, but yeah. What's new?
It's a good question. I mean, there's a lot that's constantly coming out of here, again, through research, through innovation. From a curricular perspective, for example, I talked a little bit about our emphases. We have two new emphases in health sector management and real estate, which is really, really exciting. And so for those that want to take a deeper dive into some of those functional areas or bodies of knowledge, have an opportunity to do that more formally. And again, I go back to the great research and innovation that comes out here at the Rotman School, and not only within our MBA program or our suite of graduate programs, but lots of great ways that we engage community around us as well, and therefore our alumni. So things like our book launches, things like our Insights Hub, and that sort of opportunity to glean into the work that our faculty are doing, and again, how that's kind of being brought to life in different ways. So our ecosystem is a lot more than just our graduate programs. It's our alumni, it's our business partners or industry partners rather, and all the great things that they're doing and in turn adding value for business and society as well. So we're as a research faculty, as at a research institution, there's constant innovation that's coming out of the school.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. One of the biggest new things I think that society is dealing with is machine learning, artificial intelligence. How is Rotman incorporating AI into his curriculum. I mean, it's definitely going to be impacting business going forward.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think that, you know, that is in this day and age with the speed that AI, generative AI in particular, is changing, I think is constantly a moving target. It's hard to be ahead of that curve, I think. But, you know, the faculty here do a really good job at finding ways of integrating that into learning or thinking about how we talk about the use of data that informs some of these artificially intelligent technologies, the way that we contemplate teaching and learning. And that's a constant churn, and it's a moving target. So, you know, I think every faculty has the unique opportunity to look at marketing, to look at strategy or operations, and to integrate AI and to talk about AI in a way that is niche, in a way that is perhaps course specific or perhaps sort of topical in nature. I think about our healthcare folks, for example, our folks in our operations and strategy area, accounting. I think all of these different sort of specializations, if I can call them that, will tackle this problem a little bit differently. And so that's what's really exciting about the MBA program is that, you know, we're looking to graduate folks that are contemporary leaders and that are keeping on pulse with some of these changes in AI and machine learning and all the other things that sort of come part and parcel of that. And so that will too change as the technology changes and our courses evolve in response to that. So it's emergent in many ways.
Yeah. And it's so emergent. It's not yet there really. You know, and you still see errors when you do something with AI or just nonsense. Hallucinations, I think, is a technical term.
It's still learning. And again, we've got great thought leadership in this area. And so the opportunity to engage in a program like the full-time MBA or some of the other programs in our ecosystem really allow our students to look at these problems, you know, in a contemporary way. Like, you know, AI is one of those things that is changing so rapidly. A lot of what you're consuming about it is relatively new or very new. And so building on that and trying to keep ahead of that and seeing how research translates into our classrooms and transform the way these burgeoning business leaders are going out into the world, I think is a super exciting time for a place like Rotman.
Great. Let's turn to the application. Now, yeah. The website says that Rotman is looking for four qualities: intellectual horsepower, experience and impact, communications and presence, and the spike factor. I'd like to focus on the spike factor because I think the first three are more easily understood, though I have a question about one of the first three also.
Yeah.
What is the spike factor? How would you describe it?
What is the spike factor? We like to joke, it's spiky.
I'm sure you've had this question before.
We have.
It's not an original.
Yeah. So, you know, and maybe I'll take a step back and sort of just addressing all the different components of the application and then kind of like focus in on the spike factor. You know, the idea behind all of those different elements is really for us to make the most holistic sort of an assessment of any one candidate that is applying. And so we welcome all applications, we welcome all walks of life and all different kinds of experiences. And that really helps us in terms of the diversity of our class, the kind of thought diversity, experiential diversity, regional diversity that comes into our classrooms, because there's a lot of learning from each other and with each other and about each other, which I think is hugely important and something we value here at the Rotman School very much. And so the spike factor in turn is sort of that opportunity for us to look at some of the parts of someone's professional or extracurricular profile that might not necessarily overtly come out in other parts of the application. So we really are keen to know about people's extracurricular profiles, the way that their different capacities and capabilities have been developed over time. So for example, if you were a professional athlete and maybe you weren't necessarily in industry you know, in a conventional corporate job, but you've still developed very strong leadership capacity and very strong international perspective because perhaps you've traveled and great communication skills. You know, those are things that we value in the review of that person and help us to get a better gauge on things like communication, presence, which we can differentiate a little bit later, to round out the professional profile or the candidate profile. So again, it's another factor that we consider that helps us get a little bit of a pulse on the different kind of perspectives, professional, extracurricular, lived experience that may prime someone for really strong candidacy for the program that we may not otherwise get in other parts of the application.
So the spike factor would be a strongly distinguishing element in somebody's profile, whether it's background or professional or extracurricular or whatever.
Yeah, potentially. And I think that's what's exciting. Every application is different. You've been in this business for a long time, you know, that, you know, and so, you know, asking for the sum total of that experience is hugely important to us. And so, of course, it's important for us to look at academic performance. It's important for us to look at, you know, things like career progression, industry interests, et cetera. And then very, very important for us to look at all the other parts that make us people and that make us strong candidates. And again, that really helps us with the kind of diversity of thought and experience that we bring into our classrooms.
Great. Now you mentioned the communication and presence, and I had tipped you off that I'm going to ask, what is the difference between communications and presence?
Yeah.
So what is the difference?
Yeah, it's a good question. They're very much interconnected. Like they're not together by accident. They're sort of part and parcel of the same thing. You know, communication is very much about how someone is relaying their ideas, either in a written format or in a verbal format, and how they're able to sort of piece their like different ideas together into something cogent. And so it gives us a good assessment of the way folks will interact with each other or communicate with each other and with, you know, internships and that kind of thing. And then presence is very much, you know, it's sort of like that professional presence that we look for. The way people conduct themselves in an interview, perhaps with each other, the way that one is engaging in an interview situation, for example. Are you making good eye contact? Are you looking away? Are you making notes? Are you not? Are you keeping track of the conversation? So those are all the kinds of things that we're assessing, because of course, coming into a program like the MBA at Rotman, teamwork is hugely important. The teams that people get put into in various junctures, not just in a curricular environment, but in extracurricular environments, like, you know, one of our 30 plus clubs and student government and all those kinds of things. So we really are trying to assess through that the ways in which people will optimally team, and where there's opportunity for us in our program to help them refine some of those skills as well. So it's a good opportunity for us to gauge a baseline, and then again, how the program and the person are a good complement for each other.
Right. It seems to me from your description that there's tremendous emphasis on the interpersonal skills of an applicant at Rotman.
It's huge. I think it's hugely important. And certainly, you know, when our recruiters are out on the circuit, when our admissions staff are doing those reviews, it is important. It's not the most important thing. It's, you know, I would say we look at all of these things very, very critically and importantly, and yet it's an important ingredient in the assessment that we're making. You know, it's that well-roundedness in many ways. And again, you know, people come to graduate school because they're looking to build capacity and they're looking to improve in a certain area of competence or professional capability. And so we balance that, you know, readiness and ability to engage in the program with what the program will be able to offer people in return for the investment in themselves that they're making.
Makes sense. I was just thinking as you were talking, in terms of my question, what's the difference between communication and presence? You know, the classic image of the writer was a lonely writer in an attic or garret writing away. But there was nothing interpersonal about his communication skill. I mean, they could have been a fantastic writer,
yes,
but it was done solely. And that what you were talking about in terms of presence is all interpersonal communications, both body language and eye contact, as you mentioned, collaboration and all that. So anyway, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, no worries. And again, I want to emphasize, you know, this is a place of learning. And so we welcome all applications. You know, and I think we will talk a little bit later about, you know, a key message that I want to share with people. It's, you know, if you're ready to invest in yourself, like put yourself out there. We want to talk to you here at the Rotman School. We want to learn more about you. And we want to have an opportunity to discuss candidacy and what that could look like for you. So, you know, we put these things in place not to dissuade people from applying, but because we want to welcome, you know, that, again, breadth of skill and experience. And not everyone is going to come with like being 100% strong in all those different areas, which is why we have that mix of different things that we're looking for.
It's also why they want to go to school. They want to improve in some of those areas.
So it's that holistic assessment that we're really, really looking to do here.
What changes are you anticipating to the 2024-2025 application?
Yeah, I would say not much. Okay. You know, I think it's in terms of what people can expect from an application perspective, you know, no major changes. What I will say though is that, you know, we're really keen to meet people. So we will be on the road per usual and definitely across Canada. Meeting more applicants, more prospects, hopefully more events that we can meet you at, sample classes and the like. And then also thinking about, you know, our international travel and where we can meet other international prospects the world over, again, to bring in that richness of perspective into really what is a global classroom with folks that have different perspectives from a Canadian vantage point and also from vantage points born in other parts of the world.
Do your international applicants, be they from the United States or Europe or Asia, do they tend to stay in Canada or do they tend to return to their home countries? Or is there a tend to?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's certainly a lot of interest in people like come to school here and, you know, the benefit of doing a degree that is as long as ours is the 3-year postgraduate work permit. So there's definitely a lot of folks that take advantage of that and that for the Canadian workforce. And so it's a great way for people to explore that as well.
Okay, now let's get back to the application. And you say it's going to be pretty similar. So my questions are going to be based on last year's application. Rotman's application included, and correct me if it's changing, a resume, a traditional essay, a required video interview with 2 questions before a in-person interview by invitation only. What do you learn from these different elements? I mean, they're all there for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's not dissimilar from what I was talking about before. It sort of gives us a different sort of way to assess someone's candidacy and their overall profile. So certainly I would say common across many of those things is how do you think? How do you put your ideas together? How do you convey those ideas? And also there's an opportunity for people to perhaps articulate what's important to them, why they see themselves as being a good fit. So getting that lens is important for us. The written communication skills, obviously hugely important. Like we want strong writers and we want, you know, people that are able to communicate, you know, in business and management settings, in leadership settings, certainly. And then the video interviews, again, they help us to sort of assess that verbal communication and that presence as well. And so those are some of the reasons why we diversify in the ways in which people communicate. And to my previous commentary, not all folks are strong in all areas. And so, you know, giving that diversity a format also allows us to get the most out of any one candidate in the application phase so that we can have the best insight possible to make a decision on the other end.
Sounds good. Rotman's essay question is, what are the things that you've done in your life that demonstrate passion, grit, resilience, innovation, drive, ambition, and more? Any tips for this essay question?
Yeah, I would say I would say, share an experience that you are comfortable sharing that you think is going to be a value to our assessment. And for some people, it might be, traveling the world over. For other people, it might be a very substantial life event. It could be death, it could be illness, it could be a great many deal of things. I would say this is where you bring in your person and you bring in what's important to you and what you value, and gives us a little bit of that insight into you as an applicant. And so I would say, be as honest as you feel is appropriate to give us that sort of window into yourself. And I think sometimes we can forget that, or people can forget that when they're applying to grad school. It's easy to kind of get the feeling that, oh, I'm a number, or I'm another applicant. At Rotman, like I've said a few times over, we want to meet you. We want to get to know you because we want to invest in your future and make sure that we give you the best education possible to do the things that you want to do. And so, in order for us to do that, the first step is to get to know you. And in doing so, that helps us determine program fit and helps us to help you. So be honest, be candid, without sounding cheeky, don't use ChatGPT to write this. Right? Take you're gonna make the investment in time to go through an MBA, make the investment in putting in an application that is reflective of you and what you want us to know about you to help us make, again, the best decision possible.
All right. And there's also an optional question, which frankly, I was a little surprised is optional, but okay. And it is, please upload 1 to 3 of your spikiest pictures and use the essay to tell us why you have chosen those particular images or these particular images to illustrate your spike factor. Use up to 1,000 words. I don't remember the word limit on the first question.
Yeah. So I think what is the saying? Like a picture speaks 1,000 words or something like this. So, apropos, but I guess they have up to 1,000 words to respond. But I would say, and maybe on that theme, some images capture something really special for people. And so again, this is just another opportunity for folks to be able to say, here's a photo of me teaching in an international jurisdiction that perhaps is under-resourced. I'm making this scenario up. And I don't know, I was serving dinner for at a shelter or something like this. And, that insight into the way that impact, that experience perhaps impacted you, impacted the choices you've made in your career, the choice maybe to go back to graduate school, to focus on, let's say, sustainability, for example, which is one of our emphases, or pathways here at the Rotman School. It's valuable information for us to have. And again, it's that additional window and another way for one to be able to articulate why they think they're a good fit for graduate management education at Rotman.
Well, thank you very much. That was a great answer. And let's also ask about the video interview that the time component. That's a mandatory part of the application, I believe. What is the purpose of the video interview? What can somebody anticipate? I know you don't want to give away the questions, but
Yeah, I will say that it's a timed video. So it's a 90-second timed video with a limited sort of time to hear the prompt. And there's a variety of prompts that are available that are randomized as part of that. So this is sort of a way for us to assess how concise you can relay a really strong message. And it could be something very random, this is not one of the prompts, but it could be tell me why you think the sky is blue, or why you like the fact that the sky is blue. And it really is just an opportunity for one to share their thoughts. And so it's sort of articulation, it's conciseness, it's the strength of a message in a short period of time. And it's not really dissimilar from thinking about what's your pitch kind of deal, right?
Elevator pitch.
And it's sort of analogous to that. We always talk about wanting something really crisp and really tight. And for those that teach that or talk about that. And I would say this is sort of a similar exercise, like give us something that's pithy, that's tight, that is concise, and that sort of conveys your thought of whatever is being asked of you in the best possible way.
Okay. And I guess it relates to communications and presence, which is one of the four factors that you're looking at.
So there's a theme here, right? You could
that's definitely, definitely. What distinguishes applicants who get interview invitations from those who don't, other than stats?
Yes. And I'll just emphasize again that that is like, we are looking at this holistically. And again, very important that we are kind of thinking about, you know, some of the academic thresholds set by the university for all graduate studies. And again, this is an academic program at the end of the day, as all MBAs are. And I balance that with, you know, because we're doing a holistic assessment, we do our very best to interview as many candidates as we think makes sense throughout this season. And so if there's any opportunity for us to want to learn more about you, to unpack something more about your professional or extracurricular profile, your spike factor, if there's any, you know, conversations there that we're interested in, or maybe to understand your academic background a little bit more, the interview is an important sort of component of that. So it's sort of hard to say for me to draw a line in the sand to say if this, then the interview, because the assessment is so holistic, we really sort of leave it up to our admission staff to look at any given profile and say, all right, you know what, Mohammed is, you know, strong in these areas and we really want to know more about this. And so let's invite for an interview and let's have a conversation. And then we take it from there.
Okay, great. Yeah. What advice do you have for waitlisted applicants or reapplicants to Rotman? Do you still have people on the waitlist, by the way, at this point?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the closer we get to the start of programming, you know, there's you know, waitlists sort of wane, of course. And of course, we want to be mindful of giving people enough trajectory and time to prepare themselves and to get to the point of programming. And certainly if one is in an international jurisdiction, there is study permit sort of wait times and processing times to be mindful of as we think about that. What advice would I give for reapplications? I think there is, if one didn't get into a program of choice, whether that's Rotman or anywhere really, there's an opportunity to kind of reflect and to go back and to think about what could I have done differently or how could I have strengthened my profile, whether that's academics or that is spike factor or whatever the things are, to go back and to invest some time in beefing those things up. It could be as simple as work experience, for example, needing more time in industry before transitioning to a full-time MBA program like ours at Rotman. So reflecting, I think, is really important. I think that's, you know, hard for people to do this day and age when things are moving so quickly. And so, you know, take that feedback. And if one doesn't get into programming, you know, there's always an opportunity for a conversation about what can be done differently in future if there's continued interest. And we, of course, would hope for that. And then same for waitlisted candidates. You know, we want to keep lines of communication open. So don't assume that because you're on a waitlist that it's like a completely done deal. It's very circumstantial, depends, again, on, you know, study permits versus not. And so there's a lot of things to sort of consider in that vein, and keep the line of communication open with your admissions contact or your recruitment contact. And if not this year or any given year in which you're applying, to, you know, same advice as with those that are reapplying, to kind of go back to the drawing board and think about what can I do differently to improve my chances of being in an MBA program. We are glad to sort of advise and to support on what that trajectory and what that development can look like.
Great. Thank you very much. You know, I think your point about reflection, and it's not something that's commonly done. We're all too plugged in most of the time to reflect, but that's what you have to do, right? You figure out how to improve.
Yeah. And sometimes, again, it's as simple as needing a little bit more time to build on some of those communication skills, for example, or, you know, we talk about sort of a minimum of 2 years of work experience, for example. You know, if you're right out of undergrad, you know, we won't not consider the application, but also if you don't get in, then, you know, that's something to kind of go back and to think about, like, you know, what kind of work experience do I need to have for the next, you know, 2 to 3 years to ready myself for a program where I am going to be working with folks that have sort of come away from industry to invest in an MBA program. And they're coming with that perspective and with that lived experience in the workforce. And so just really thinking about how you situate yourself in the application process and how you can put your best foot forward, considering all the different dimensions that we talked about today.
Okay, great. So we have a lot of applicants now who are sitting down and they are either starting to write or planning to apply for the 2024-2025 application cycle. How would you recommend that they approach the process?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say reach out to us at the Rotman School. Start with our website, rotman.utoronto.ca. And that takes you to a homepage, but also gives you a good sense of all the many things that we have to offer here. And you'll see a listing of all the different programs that we have available. And check out our admissions criteria. Get a sense of sort of what work you might have to do throughout the admission cycle. If you got to write a GMAT or a GRE, think about that. If you have any questions, if you want to make a connection with someone to do that, and or, you know, try to get out to an event. If we're traveling and we're at a fair or we've set up a sample class, either virtually or in person, try to get out to that. You're meeting like-minded individuals, other prospects that are interested, that might have similar experiences to you, that are going through the same thing as you are, as you contemplate an MBA program. And then an opportunity to talk to people in real time. And to get those responses in real time versus through email, which is great. We encourage emails and we want you to reach out to us. But there are many, many different options that are available to you. And so I encourage you to try out any number of those things. Coffee chats, we welcome those either in person or virtual. And so we try to make ourselves as available through these different forums as we can. One, to build that connection. Two, to give you a sense if you're coming here for an event, for example, what it's like to be at the Rotman School, what the feel is of
it's our beautiful. I've been there.
Yeah. In downtown Toronto, in the heart of the University of Toronto. Again, that energy and that vibe of what it's like to be around other like-minded individuals. And oftentimes, a lot of our larger events will also include people that have been through the application process. We have multiple deadlines, of course, throughout the year. So sometimes people will have already accepted an offer and they might be at an open house, or it's someone that's like right at the beginning of their journey and they get to talk to each other and experience that. So it's sort of bringing different people at different points in the process together as well, which is really, really exciting. And if you're just starting, it gives you an opportunity to kind of talk to people that have been through the process with relative recency, or maybe even a student ambassador that's going through the program as well. So we try to diversify. I keep on using that word, but it's the best one that comes to mind. The ways in which we can touch point with you so that we can tell you about all the wonderful things that we have to offer here at Rotman in our full-time MBA and in other programs if you are interested.
Right. And there are a lot of them, as you mentioned at the beginning. All right, let's move ahead a little bit here. Let's say you have somebody like the recent college grad or somebody who has a great opportunity this year and is planning to apply in 25, 26 or later. So they're really planning ahead. What advice would you give somebody like that?
I would say amazing. I would say that I think that's great. I think, you know, make sure that this is a big step to take. Graduate school is a big step.
It's a big investment in time and money.
Absolutely. And so same response, actually. It's good that you're starting early. If you really need that time to kind of think about what it is that you need to do and why you're interested and to get a sense and a flavor of what we have to offer, you know, that's a lot of time to engage with us in all the different ways that I've talked about. And we welcome that. And in fact, when you go onto our website and you ask for an employment report or you ask for a brochure or a view book an otherwise coffee chat, we will ask for what your sort of program start interest or term interest is. And there are multiple options, including for later or subsequent years. And that gives us a good sense of where you're at when we engage with you and talk to you about what the program has to offer.
Great. This has been absolutely wonderful. What would you have liked me to ask you? What did I miss?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I feel like I said a lot. So
you have given some wonderful information here.
I'm not sure if there is anything else other than to say, please reach out. If you are interested, if you want to learn more about the Rotman School, about what we have to offer, full-time MBA or otherwise, we would love to have a conversation with you. And really, like, you know, our tagline is here's where it changes. And, you know, oftentimes things change with a conversation. And so if you're unsure or if you have questions, please reach out. There's a world of opportunity in terms of our programming for all the reasons that I talked about. It is a hugely comprehensive program. Yes, indeed it is. It's 20 months. Including our internship, of course. And with that comes an opportunity to really get depth and breadth of learning and of opportunity and exposure to different ideas to hopefully get one to the point in their career or the entry into their next step career-wise that they're hoping to make. And that is something we take very, very deep right here at the Rotman School.
I have said for decades at this point, the MBA is a means to an end. You have to know what the end is that you want. So
you have to know what you want. And, you know, we've got great resources here that help you to do that. And as I'm talking out loud now and, you know, what I'd like to talk about, you know, I'll also say like we've got great career outcomes here at the Rotman School and, you know, a means to an end, like oftentimes that is that's a conversation that people are having or that it's information they want to know. And so we've got an exceptional career services team here at the Rotman School, access to one-on-one career coaching and mentorship, lots of career workshops, on-campus recruitment, a huge network of employers that we work with, an incredible number of job opportunities that come our way for our students every year. And so lots of great opportunity for people to not just learn from each other, with each other, about each other, and very importantly, about themselves, but to also be able to have that pathway and those opportunities presented to them into the next phases of their career, which is ultimately why people want to come and do a professional program like an MBA. And I'm very proud to say, you know, working at the Rotman School now for a couple of years, we have an incredible team that helps to facilitate that career discovery and making those industry connections with top-notch employers across the country.
Great. Well, thank you for adding that. So that was basically, I guess the question would have been, what are the career opportunities at Rotman? And you just answered that question
with the last question. I would be remiss not to have talked about it. So, and certainly if my boss is listening to this, he'd be like, don't forget to talk about careers. So I'm channeling my inner vice dean there for you. So,
Wonderful. Well, Mohammed, I want to thank you very much for joining me today. Where can listeners, I know you gave the URL, but if you could give it again, where can listeners and potential applicants learn more about University of Toronto Rotman's MBA program?
Give that URL
one more time.
Absolutely. So rotman.utoronto.ca. And again, we've got individual sort of program URLs, but if you go to that homepage, you'll see a lovely block with a full comprehensive listing of all of our programs, our graduate programs, including our fabulous executive programs as well, if you are so interested, and opportunities for you to connect with us either by way of events or by coffee chats with our recruitment admissions personnel.
Wonderful. We'll include links in the show notes at accepted.com/581 to the Rotman School, Mohammed just mentioned, as well as to related articles and resources. Quick reminder, take our Map the MBA quiz at accepted.com/MapMBA. It's free and it will give you a chance to see if you have a solid approach to the MBA application process. Plus, it also links to additional resources. Take the quiz at accepted.com/MapMBA. Listener, thank you too for joining Mohammed Salhia and me for our 581st episode. If you find the show worthwhile, please subscribe. Make sure you don't miss any future shows, be they with admissions directors, professors, current students, test prep pros, or alumni doing great things. Thanks again for coming. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I'm your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.